G'day, g'day, g'day everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. I want to talk to yourself if you're interested in this. Today is September 30th, 7:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just wanted to let you know I've put up some additional new trading logic with Coinbase now for for algo trading. So it started with this video here that I put up. For those on the podcast, just look for a video on my YouTube channel. It is called How to Transition from Truth About Coinbase versus Kraken USA Crypto Exchanges. Then I put up another video here called Performing Coins You Get on Coinbase But Not on Kraken. Okay, so those are two separate videos about Coinbase versus Kraken. Now, I've just completed a transition of the same using the same trading rules with Kraken for the trade setups. One's for Kraken, one's for Coinbase. So this is for Kraken. You see, it's listed out file coin, but running at the same time, this one for Coinbase is now generated 1, 2, 3, 4 charts for Coinbase. Also, I've got here two instances of MotoWave running with both Kraken as well as now Coinbase. So I have two different versions, two different sessions of MotoWave running with Coinbase. Okay, so let me just pull up what we got here for Filecoin and just see what it looks like. All right, so oddly enough, I don't see this opportunity it speaks of. 1 hour, 15 minute, I just don't see that at all. Okay, but it did trend up. You can definitely see that. Actually, it is trending up with a few pullbacks here and there. So let's take a look at what was suggested for Coinbase. And again, I'm going to pull up that list here. These are the trading setups as well. Right here. So again, we're looking at EOS, EOS, Litecoin, ONG, and XLM. So these are two different completely results. So let's check it out. Now this is Coinbase, as I said. So the first one we'll look at is EOS. If this will take place, nope. Gotta search for it. It's a fairly new setup. We're supposed to have EOS here. Let me just see if I can find EOS. Okay. EOS. So we should see it. Okay, there it is. Okay. So let me just pull that chart up. And let's see what this has. So these are completely different results between... And one thing I will say about Coinbase, from what I'm seeing loading up in... MotoWave, it's much slower. It's a 15 minute data set. So in the meantime, I'll put in these other ones. We had here Litecoin as well. So let me just try that. And again, I'm doing the same thing. Everything in US dollar is pretty liquid. And let me continue. We've got two more, OMG and XLM. Now again, I don't know what you have access to trade, depending upon where you live, if you decide to go with Coinbase. Okay, and we got one more. The next one we have here is XLM. So we'll load that one in and see how that does, but I'll tell you, this is very slow. Okay. All right, so let's go back to our beginning. Hopefully we got our data. Wow. It's so slow. I don't know what to tell you there if I can't load in the data. Here I can show you that we have that SHIB. I don't know. Just the data connection is pretty slow. I don't know if it's because of all the processes I'm running, who knows. But anyways, I just wanted to show you that difference between the two, and there is a difference. Let me try one day if that matters. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, okay, so here's XLM, 15 minute data set, a little trend there. Now, let me show you. Okay, so you see the difference here on the order book. Let's see if how much of a difference there is with XLM on Kraken. Because of the trading volumes, totally different. So it doesn't look like we can load that in for whatever reason. But the difference between that and Coinbase is quite different on the order book. Let's see if we have OMG. Oh, OMG. So OMG is taken off. Again, that's a 15-minute chart there. Litecoin still loading up. Wow, really slow. So Litecoin, or sorry, EOS. Let's see, Litecoin as well. I don't know. But you can see XLM. The order book is there. OMG as well. You can see it just loaded. It's much faster. It's because it's more volume, I guess. Litecoin, same thing. And EOS, I don't know why that's struggling, but you can definitely see the difference on that and Kraken for sure. So I just want to let you know it's a very big difference. If you want to know more on the difference in terms of commission fees, coin selection, and da da da, watch those two videos I've listed at the outset of this video. As I said, if you're totally into this and you like what you see, a couple of things you can do. You can join our private chat server at quantlabs.info and get some free trading signals as well as news and all that. It's all free. Also, make sure you get on our contact list. If you go to quantlabs.net/contact and just fill in your info, the email, and everything will not get released, so you get on our email as well. So that's pretty well it. But I just want to show you that we have done the transition. So as far as I know, Coinbase does have trading available in all 52 states. But again, what coins can be traded is another story. Depending upon where you live, with me, it's very, very, very limited. I've already talked about if you want to get around that, set up a foreign corporation somewhere where you don't have those restrictions. But that's all I can really offer you at this time, unfortunately. And you see the difference here. All right, we'll leave it at that, and thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day, and over and out.